That's a tune from Yacht Club called Fail to Cry. I really dig that song and totally forgot about this act until I was sitting around in a subway station and it came on and I Shazammed it. The album was called A Little Messed Up. It was released in 2013. They're from Toronto and they mixed a lot of pop elements, indie rock and electronica in their sound. Really cool stuff. And before that, an indie rock outfit called Wampums and brand new music from them called Something New. Wampums is the twin brother connection of Chris and Greg Mitchell, who are amazing and released that under Sealskin Records. It really runs deep. Now for something from, I guess, rock royalty or from back in the day, rock royalty, J.D. Souther. You're Only Lonely. And this is one of the Eagles. He hung out with Linda Ronstadt back in the day and got the job performing in the Eagles band, and they became one of the biggest acts of all time. So here's a little hidden gem from J.D. Souther on the jukebox.
Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Mm-hmm. If you weren't the kind that you only find once, then the burn of this bourbon wouldn't be hurting so bad. Yeah, you were for certain the best thing I ever had. Bar none. Now I'm getting goner than your long gone boots. Now that I'm working on works on you, I've been breaking every bottle open, doing what a bang to a broken heart does. I'm gonna need three or four more, baby, if I'm moving on that scoreboard. It's say you and your memory won me in this bar none.
That's from an album called Learn the Hard Way by Jordan Davis. The song you just heard here on the jukebox is called Bar None. And Davis is actually an award-winning songwriter and singer from Nashville. He's won an ACM and a CMA, and those are both highly regarded country music awards. I'm Julian Taylor. I'm your host here on the jukebox. We got something from a Navajo artist by the name of Levi Platero and Sunrise Blues from his album Iron Horse. I really think you're going to enjoy that. I certainly did. That came out last year. We also have Noah Dirksen. I run into Noah all the time. He's a great person and a great writer and musician. He's joined by our last week's featured artist of the week, Fontaine, and they've got a song called Walking Home, and it's a beautiful song. It was just released, and I think you'll really enjoy that. Caracol is on the show with Illa J, and we've played the song many times before. It's one of my favorites, actually. Caracol's from Montreal, and the song Flooded Field is coming up as well. But before we get to that, Colored Concrete by two-time Juno Award-winning artist. She performed at the broadcast last year, and it was phenomenal. She's also been nominated for Polaris Prize and shortlisted for that for the same album. It's called Verbatim, and here is Nemesis on the jukebox.
Woke up today in my middle school bedroom, except it isn't mine, but the one I'd always dreamed of. I had a dream, it's not I'm
how to get to you. Your heart is a flooded field. I won't lie. Your heart is a flooded field. Drowning in the silver stream. Show me how to get to you. Your heart is a flooded field.
She needs to feel good, I'ma give her. Cup overflowing with love, come and sip her. Let it spill down through your soul, you can quench her. And you'll see that love is more than glamour and glitter. Took on the form of a hammer and hit her.
This is music for the human race. From Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Oh, shouldn't worry. When the day comes down and she's off in a hurry, but I've got this feeling she'll have no mercy.
The Jukebox is proudly supported by Long McQuaid Musical Instruments. Head over there for their expert staff and their best selections anywhere.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. Hurricanes and other disasters can be especially devastating for Black transgender people. Racism, transphobia, and other issues contribute to higher rates of poverty and homelessness for Black trans people, making them more vulnerable when disasters strike. And they may have a harder time getting help afterward. For example, some may not have ID that aligns with their gender identity, which can make it more difficult to access shelters.
So that is also preventing them from going into those spaces to get those resources that they need.
Jasmine McKenzie is the founder and executive director of the McKenzie Project, a Miami-based group that supports the Black transgender community. As part of that mission, she created the HRT, or Hurricane Response Team Hub, which provides emergency supplies after a storm. After Hurricane Milton, the group delivered generators, food baskets, and solar charging stations to trans people across the state. McKenzie says there's a need for more disaster relief initiatives like hers that are led by and serve Black transgender people.
To make sure that trans people have the necessities to thrive and survive before and after any type of natural disaster.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Underrepresented music, local voices, and real people. You keep CJSF independent. My name is Connor, the music coordinator here at CJSF, and on behalf of everyone at the station, thank you to all who supported us with a donation during this year's fund drive. Thanks to you, we are rising higher and reaching further.